Good morning. It's your Border Morning Show here on 93.1 The Border. I'm Jonathan Price, and our amazing friends at Tour de Fort continue their wonderful season of live musical entertainment at the Townsend Theater on April 20th with the Dorina Harvey Band. And on the phone with us is Dorina Harvey herself. Good morning, Dorina.
Good morning, Jonathan.
How's the tour been going?
Amazing audiences. Every spot that we happen to visit. I don't know if it's because the songs are just so silly and fun, or we just happen to strike the best places ever, and I know that Fort Frances is going to be no different.
We are so looking forward to having you. Can you tell us a little bit about what people can expect musically?
We are a five-piece Celtic rock group based out of Edmonton, Alberta. However, all five members are originally from Canada's East Coast, so you are definitely going to get flavors on those East Coast favorites. Along with your Celtic classics, you are going to get some original music, and because we all come from different musical backgrounds, they might have some flavors of bluegrass or some folk kind of stuff in there mixed in with some electric guitars and nice harmonies. So there's a little bit of something for everybody genre-wise, but I would say that you're going to find yourself with familiarities to songs like The Irish Rover and Farewell to Nova Scotia. But then we also have original music that talks about our experiences growing up on the coast of Canada. And fortunately, some of those songs do involve the songs of the sea, have a little bit of tragedy that go with them. So there are some soft ballads, but there's also some rock and shanties in there too.
As you say, something for everyone, an eclectic evening on April 20th at the Townsend Theater. Can you maybe talk a little bit about the background of the band? The beginnings are always incredibly interesting. And how did the Dorina Harvey Band come to be?
Everybody in the band, of course, has their musical path that starts from childhood, when they start being surrounded by the support of folks and family and friends that encourage us to pursue our musical careers and our creative endeavors. And I can't say anything more to any new parents or friends of people who are picking up an instrument. Give them that encouragement, because you never know where it's going to lead. Myself personally, I found myself playing in bands and choirs and things like that all my life, and my family are also musicians, and so naturally playing and rehearsing after supper is something I thought that every family did, but turns out not everybody does rehearse after supper. And so when I went to post-secondary, I met a fantastic group of people. My now manager, drummer, husband, Mr. Stephen Pinsent, and I met in 1998. Stephenville had the College of the North Atlantic, and we took the music industry and performance program there. At the same time, our social media engineer, sound engineer, and guitar player, Scott Green, was attending the recording arts program there. And one by one, we all started moving to Edmonton after we graduated. Scott, very good friend, was taking a music program at St. Effects at the time. Mr. Edward Smith is our bass player and takes care of all of our IT issues, our website and grant writing and all of those fun things. Then most recently, we came across this amazing fiddle player named Jessica Bolinas, and she helps us out with all of our video requirements and things like that. She's quite lovely, and she sings, and it's great. So we have this group now, and she's originally from New Brunswick. Myself, I'm from Labrador, and three fellas, they're from the island of Newfoundland. Just being from New Brunswick, she gives us that maritime exoticness. So for the most part, a lot of us have been playing together for, I don't want to say how many years, but we'll just say many, many with decades. We are kind of fun and foolish on stage still. Nothing feels stale. Everything feels fresh and foolish, and that's kind of how we love to keep it. Music keeps you young and keeps you feeling excited about the shows. We seem to have a bit of a spidey sense on stage. I suppose we can communicate a little bit without really saying too much to make sure we keep each other on the right track, but it's a lovely thing to have that kind of longevity. But at the same time, we've all worked in different projects, but this is the most fun one.
A lot of people from the East Coast of Canada seem to think that their sound is very unique, and it is, don't get me wrong, but the success that you've had in America with this style of music, I mean, you guys have really started to branch out on the other side of the border. Was there ever a point of you're saying, well, even in the States, they love our East Coast music?
Yes, you know, we started a number of years ago, just before the pandemic struck. We were touring through North Carolina, Florida, California, Washington. We were having a lovely time sharing the music of Canada's East Coast with folks young and old. Sometimes we would even have matinee shows for school children or just groups. And it was really amazing to see how connective that music can be. Sometimes when we do shows for younger ages, we kind of make it a little more silly, a little more fun. We talk about different aspects of different styles of music, like jigs and reels, and songs that speed up as they go, and showing them how to dance a jig and have fun. And for the show that we do for all of the theater shows, it does touch on all of those cultural kinds of aspects, things that we have embraced and some things that we've had to work through. And so we have that kind of connectivity because all of the people that we've been performing for really seem to have an understanding that entertainment is good for the soul, and they have a very open mind about what they're listening to, and they do feel that we do have those aspects that feel a little bit country or feel a little bit bluesy or feel a little bit rock and roll. So they might initially think, oh, well, I don't really like folk, or I don't really enjoy songs that are something that I'm not familiar with. But it usually turns out that at the end of the show, we get lovely comments from these people. And I hope that your audience in Fort Frances, if they've never heard East Coast type music before, I hope they feel the same way. I hope they just come out with an open mind and hopefully they'll have a bit of fun. My job, I believe, is to bring an opportunity to laugh. And if you need it, I will provide you with an opportunity to shed a tear if you need to. But don't worry, I'm going to make you laugh before I send you home. I think that kind of entertainment speaks to everybody. It doesn't matter where you're from.
Dorina Harvey and the Dorina Harvey Band coming to town courtesy of our wonderful friends at Tour de Fort, April 20th at the Townsend Theater. Of course, this show is part of the current Tour de Fort season. So if you've got a passport, make sure that you come on out to see this show. You don't want to miss it. Tickets are available individually at Skis Variety, the Fort Frances Library, and online as well at eventbrite.ca. We've got all that information through our events tab over at 931theborder.ca on our website. Dorina Harvey, can't wait to have you in town. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so very much for your time, and I appreciate the opportunity to have a chat with you and hopefully to meet some of your listeners at the show.